Sure enough, security steered the prince toward one flitter and attempted to lead her to the other. She strode on after the prince.
Gerald, wait a moment.
The prince paused and looked back almost blankly.
Yes, Lady Cecilia?
You're too fast for an old woman. Ronnie knows to slow down for me.
He smiled. She saw no malice in his smile, but no great intelligence either.
What went wrong? How can the king not know?
I'm sorry, I was just thinking of being home.
But, sir, we're supposed to take you home and Lady Cecilia to her...
I told you, I'm going with Gerald. It is a matter of honor.
Yes, it is, a matter of honor.
He held out his arm for her. Whatever had blunted his intelligence had not ruined his manners. Here she saw no sign of the hectic energy, the tension that had led him to such stupid outbreaks at Cerealis. Through the flitter ride, he sat quietly, not fidgeting, and when they arrived at the palace landing field, he gave her his arm again on the way in. Although she had believed Ronnie before, Cecilia found herself even more worried about the prince now.
So you see, I felt it necessary to come to you myself.
Cecilia watched the king's face for any reaction. He had offered her one of the scarlet and gold-striped chairs in his informal study, where she was both amused and delighted to see a picture of herself among the many others on one wall. It was one of her favorites, too, one the king had taken himself, just as her horse sailed over a big stone wall. The king looked tired. Rejuve had smoothed his skin, but he still had deep, discolored pouches beneath his eyes.
I'm glad you did. Do you have any idea how many other people have noticed?
I'm not sure.
Harris had warned her not to answer this question. Cecilia felt a warning flutter in her diaphragm. But this was the king. She had known him from boyhood. Surely she could trust him, though not his ministers.
I would guess that plenty of people know he can act like a silly young ass. But then so do many of them, my nephew Ronnie included.
It's a difficult question.
You did know something.
We knew something. But you will forgive me, it's not something I want to discuss.
Cecilia felt herself reddening. His tone irritated her. She was not some old busybody. Just because she hadn't accepted rejuvenation, he shouldn't assume her brain had turned to sand. It was this kind of attitude that made ageists out of people who simply didn't want rejuve.
I do appreciate your coming to tell me yourself. It was thoughtful of you. I know you won't spread this around. And you're right, we must do something soon. But at the moment, I'm not ready to discuss it outside of the family. In the meantime, let's talk about you. You have a new captain and crew for that yacht of yours, I understand, and you've infected the captain with your enthusiasm for horses.
Cecilia smiled back, well aware that she had no way to force him to confidences he didn't want to give. They chatted a few more minutes, then she took her leave. The king stared at the picture of Lady Cecilia he had taken. She was a good 15 years older than he. The adolescent who had admired her so openly, who had taken that picture and sent her a print with a letter whose gushing phrases he still recalled, had learned to mask his feelings, had almost learned to feel only what suited the political reality. She had not matured the same way. She still rode her enthusiasms as boldly as she had ridden horses. She said what she thought, and damn the consequences. She felt what she felt and didn't care who knew it. Immature, really. A slow comfort spread through him as he finally grasped the label that diminished her concern to a childish fretfulness, an undisciplined outburst of the sort he had long learned to forego. Deep inside, though, his mind nagged.
Oh, she's not stupid. She is not crazy. She's right.
But he smothered that nagging voice with ease. He had quit listening to his conscience a long time ago. Harris had plenty to do while waiting to hear from her employer, but she could not banish the chill she felt. She had to get all the crew properly identified for royal security. Not even Bunny's crewman, who had been there before, and were only passing through on the way down planet, could leave the Royal Docks without a pass. Harris put them first in the identification queue, and within a few hours they were on their way down planet to Bunny's estate on Rockhouse. Then there was the usual post-docking business, arranging for tank exchange, for recharging depleted hydroponics vats, for lines to the station carbon exchange tanks, and water. It would be hours yet before Cecilia's shuttle would land, before she could reach the King, before whatever would happen could happen. But the knot in her belly remained. She barely picked at the delicious lunch the two cooks produced. Something would go wrong, she knew it. She just couldn't figure out what it would be. By the time Cecilia called, Harris had dug herself into a nest of clerical work. She had almost forgotten why she was so tense. Cecilia called up from the surface with such a cheerful, calm expression that Harris had to believe everything had gone well. She did not, on a commercial communications channel, mention the prince. Instead, she chattered about refitting.
I've discussed matters with my family, and my sister has agreed not to be offended if I have Sweet Delight redecorated to fit my tastes instead of hers. It really was generous of her to do it before, but as you know, lavender and teal are not colors I'm fond of. We've had a dividend payout from some business, and I can easily afford to redo it. I'll be up in a few days. You'll have to move the ship to a refitting dock over on the far side of Major. At least, that's the one I'm leaning toward. Even though I didn't like the colors, they did do a good job last time. I'll bring the preliminary plans with me, and if you'd supervise...
Of course.
For a moment, her original estimate of rich old ladies resurfaced. How could she think only of redecoration at such a time? But something about Cecilia's eyes reassured her. Something else was going on than changing the color of carpet and upholstery.
Have any idea how long it will take?
A few weeks last time. Presumably about the same this time, although restocking the solarium may take longer. I've missed my miniatures.
But, m'lady, you said you wanted to be at Zenebra for the horse trials.
I know, but if I have a choice between missing the trials one time and living with that lavender for the weeks between here and there, and then however long it takes to get to refitting, I'm willing to miss the trials.
Ah, I see. Very well, m'lady, as you ask. If you could tell me when to expect you back?
Not tomorrow or the next day. Perhaps the day after. I'll put a message on the board for you. I should be able to find my way from the shuttle dock to the ship by myself.
If you're going to delay for redecoration, m'lady, there are a few other equipment changes I'd like to suggest.
Quite all right. Whatever you want. This time, let's do it all, so there's nothing to worry about for years.
Harris wondered if she'd gotten a refund from Diklos and Sons. Or would it be the insurance? She wasn't sure just how the refitters would be made to pay for that fraudulent, almost fatal job they didn't do, but Cecilia could get solid credits out of them if anyone could. She somehow didn't believe in the dividend payout, not at this odd time of year. Cecilia probably didn't realize that mid-level officers could have investment experience, too. When Cecilia cut the link, Harris turned to Petrus and Oblo.
You heard that. You know what we need. Go find me the best deals on it, will you? I spent too much of her money buying those small arms on Cerealis.
Good weapons, though. Fancied up, but quality.
Well, now I want quality without any fancying up. Whatever's legal...
Legal? You mean not stolen?
I mean legal as in will pass inspection. All right. You know what I mean. Don't cause us trouble, but get us what we need.
Yes, sir.
Oblo saluted in the old way and retreated from her office. Petrus stayed.